has to have a thermometer up his butt. And I'm just holding around the middle. I just keep feeding him treats. And he's like, om nom nom, something's in my butt. I don't even care.
And then Ein's just like this.
Ein's just deep throating the thermometer. Wow. Just like he did to that dog in the park. Oh,
please censor
God.
That out.
Life is a challenge. How do you get through it? Laughing at the Dark and Dirty. We walk you through all the naughty secrets of the adult industry, and you get to be a fly on the wall with two best friends in the business of boobs.
We want to hear your dirty secrets too.
If you have stories to share, questions for us, need advice,
then send us an email to twndpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 702-900-6446. We'll always be laughing here. It's our favorite way to cope. If you like what you hear, hit the subscribe button, share with a friend, and leave us a rating wherever you listen to podcasts. And we thank you for coming this week.
Not again!
Mechanics really do be like that.
Yeah, and like, it's okay, you know, for them because they're doing a thorough check, but like, dude, I can't afford it. Like, every single time.
I don't even know
how
thorough the checks are versus how much I just want to you and charge you more money for no reason. Sorry,
I
said that
know.
Within the clean moments, but are we ever clean here? Wholesome.
We're never
no,
clean.
No, clean though.
We're not clean.
Speaking of clean,
we have a soap.
Wait, what?
In our logo, we have a soap.
Oh, we do have a soap. It's like, did we start a new soap company? That
hey.
Do we have a new sponsor? No.
Maybe. Looking at you, Dial Soap.
But speaking of getting clean, do you go into like manic moments of feeling like you have to completely refresh your face somehow with like products and
yeah.
shaving it and tweezing things, and you just start attacking your face until it looks like
new
a freshly plucked chicken?
Yes.
And you're like, wait, this is so much worse.
Yes. Or like, yeah, like I'll go really heavy into my skincare regimen and like doing face masks and stuff like that. And then I'm like, at the end, my skin's like bright red glowing, like beaming glowing because
yeah.
I exfoliated way too much with like three different products.
Yeah. And you're like, I don't know which one comes first. You're like Googling it
yeah,
like
I'm
while
like,
you have like something stinging your face from some serum. And you're just like, I think this is working.
Yeah.
I'm watching age go back. In time.
Yeah.
I'm 5 years younger. And you just look up and you're like, oh, I am. Because it looks like I'm covered in acne. Because like you put the serums on and then it makes every little pimple that could potentially be a pimple. It's like, here it is.
Yeah. It brings it to the surface. It like purges it basically. And
yeah.
It's like,
and then
here
you're
you
like,
go.
To cover this, I've got to do makeup, which is going to make this so much worse. So what are we doing? Like, who has that long to take off in between treatment and, you know?
I know. And I still want to do that one face mask I was talking about. Remember, like, the one that makes you, like, look
the
like...
The poo one?
No. The one that makes me, like, pee like a mummy.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's just going to take, like, a long time.
That sounds terrible.
It does. But I want to know what's underneath.
But what if you don't like what you find underneath?
That would suck.
I know.
I would be so pissed.
I can't imagine just peeling my face to be like, perhaps I can peel back the juice. I can feel it working. It's like you're, like, coming out of your chrysalis, like, ah. Does it peel everywhere? Just your face?
I think it's like décolleté up. Like
I was thinking like a pussy peel.
I mean, why not? Why can't they?
Could do that for Halloween next year. Just have like a mummified.
It's peely. Just go back in time, baby.
Oh, fuck.
Just go back in time. Oh, no.
I think that's what we did with the succubus. We peeled off like a layer of my skin.
Literally.
With the latex.
I think you had some in your butthole.
I did. But I didn't have any butthole hair after that. I'll tell you what. You just rip. Just. I don't know if that was a rip sound.
And like, I can't believe the stuff that they sold me for you to take it off with. They said it was supposed to make it like easy.
Whoever made that product is sitting there at his desk. I assume his could be her, but I think it's a guy that's this twisted. And he just sits there and he's like.
People don't shave.
All the money I've made. This will protect you from latex. He's just like jerking himself off under the desk. He's like, oh, I love knowing that it doesn't work. And then it just rips off their fucking. And this guy is a millionaire. Like, because it did not work, and there was a lot of pain.
Sick, like it was awesome, but it must have been so painful. And her skin was
random patches, like fire coming down my leg of like where it's dripped. So that's hair free.
And here,
you don't realize how hairy you are until you're peeling off liquid latex from your.
That's
skin.
True. We all have that little bit of fur,
yeah,
layer that we don't even feel see. That.
Don't you hate ads? They take away from the conversation. But you can go ad-free with us at patreon.com/twndpodcast. We create monthly photo sets, host Zoom chats for our dirtbag tiers, and even create short films. We have a wholesome pledge option if you want to show a little support, or dirtbag tier if you want to go all the way with us. We release episodes a day early for all tiers, and each episode is ad-free. So if you want to level up, go to patreon.com/twndpodcast and show your support. All know how much I love making content, and one of the most important things for quality videos is lighting. But who wants the same old boring ring light? You can upgrade from basic to adorable at kawaiilighting.com with code TWND for 10% off. This podcast is lit by Kawaii Lighting's star-shaped ring light. There are also heart and kitty cat options to make you feel as cute as these lights look. Kawaii Lighting has many RGB options, which you'll have seen used in many of my videos and photos. Don't be basic. Stand out with Kawaii Lighting by using code TWND to save 10% and help support this wholesome pod. Let them know we sent you.
Me too! I almost forgot. I did. I shaved.
It feels so good.
Yeah. It's like so smooth.
For like maybe a day and a half.
I mean, does it grow back? Like pretty big, like
no,
I mean,
just like big. It was before, but it's like when you shave it off, did you know like how it's looks, like wow, look at all of that hair on the razor.
It looks like fur.
It's like a tiny little carpet that you could make for a tiny house. Yes, just out of your arm hair
for the ferrets.
Yeah. And you're like, damn, have I always been this hairy? Yes. Yes, sometimes when we shoot like oil stuff out in the sun,
yeah,
I'll be like, bitch, there's a hair in my belly.
It's all glistening
because it's like this one angle she gets like, oh, it looks so good, except you can see like a halo across my belly hair. Like that you never notice otherwise, but in the sun and oil it's like shimmering.
It's like when you're looking in your car visor, you know, and like the sun's like beaming through the car and you can really see every little detail on your face and you're like, where'd all those little hairs come from?
Yeah. And all those fine lines. Laughter. That's where. Laughter.
I like how they're fine lines.
They
look
fine.
So fine.
Like, ooh, your line's so fine.
Fine like line.
Fine like line.
Instead of wine.
So many people do lines. I had no idea. It's crazy out there. Y'all
y'all be
maybe
wild.
It's just like living in Vegas, but the amount of people who are just
also are
dining at the line, if you know what I mean. I'm just like, well, goddamn,
be careful out there, everybody.
Just be careful, that's all. It's just always surprising to me, and I think we've had this discussion before. I would never do the cocaine.
It's the coca.
No coca.
But imagine, you'd be like, no.
I couldn't do it. I can't snort anything up my nose. I hate it every time. I'm like, no, I don't want something that makes me do that. It's like, why? What do I do? Ayahuasca. I'm going to vomit everywhere. I hate vomit. It's not happening. You know?
That's the one thing that keeps me from doing that. And the fact that it's so long.
Yeah.
I'm not ready.
I don't
ready.
Have the time for that. That's seeking the universe shit. And as we discussed last week, we don't do that.
We're not seeking. It could find us. Let it. Go ahead. Find us out.
But my door is locked. And I don't open to solicitors. So you're going to have a really good sales pitch, universe.
Yeah.
I got shit to do. Like, seriously.
For reals. So let's talk about your most recent visit to the vet, because I want to know. With Julia. She's all snatched now.
She is. And it's kind of funny. Like, I think like different headspaces that I was in at different times, you can see reflected by my dogs. And it's not like I was like abusing my dogs by any means, but it's like when I'm down, I feed them more because I'm like, oh, look at them having so much happiness. Oh, look how cute they are. Here, would you like some bread? Would you like some extra treats? If you just do a little bang and you roll, then I'll give you more.
So cute.
So they're corgis. They will never stop eating. And they got a little chonky, but they're so cute. But I want them to live longer, even Julia. So she lost 10 pounds. And the
That's
vet
amazing.
Comes in and he's like, which one of you which one of you lost 10 pounds? And that's when I realized she had lost 10 pounds.
And I like how I instantly was like assuming it was Ayn, but you're like, no, Julie.
And I
was
no.
Like,
and then, oh my God. So Edward is just chilling, like he doesn't care. So Julia gets up on the table, and it's very, very high table. And I'm kind of holding her. She's all fine at first. And then the vet comes out with the thermometer, and up it goes. And when I tell you, Julia turned around looking like I had just betrayed everything in her. Oh! Like, that was the sound that emitted from her face.
I thought that was the applause. Was the,
and she, like, hunches her butt, and I felt so bad. So I'm like, oh, girl, I don't want this to be in there either. But then Edward has to have a thermometer up his butt, and I'm just holding around the middle. I just keep feeding him treats, and he's like, om nom nom, something in my butt. I don't even care.
And then Ayn's just like this.
Ayn's just deep throating the thermometer. Just like he did to that dog in the park.
Please,
oh my
censor
God.
Censor that out.
You can't take him anywhere. That's why I don't take him like to dog parks as much, because he always does something embarrassing with feces.
He's a bad boy.
He's, yeah.
He's a very bad
boy. He loves golden retrievers too. He loves them. He's like big, big
goldens. Oh my gosh. Golden retrievers are the sexiest. That's what he's thinking. He's like in his head,
he's like, I like blondes.
Could go for a golden. Golden doodle.
Well, I told you, he humped that one golden retriever. Like when he was a puppy, he like pinned this golden retriever puppy and just like came all over him. And I was like, this is so embarrassing.
And the owner was mortified.
Basically, everyone was a little bit disgusted. It was like a lot.
Except for Ayn.
Dude, that boy, he used to drag himself along my couch and you would just see little Ayn lines. All over the couch, and I'd have to go behind with that little like fabric scrubber, you know, because he just like would leave little lines of fucking cum all over the couch. I'm like,
oh my gosh, have you ever seen a dog jerk off?
No.
Shout out to Rochelle Ryan. Her dog jerked off in front of us.
That's so rude.
He's a Frenchie, and I guess Frenchies are known to jerk off. I don't know if I could find a video of this.
I don't want
to
see it.
Yeah, but he was sitting in the corner just whacking it, and she goes,
that is the craziest,
he's jerking
thing.
Off
I've never heard,
and I was like, whoa. And she's like, yeah, he does that everywhere. And then she's like, but I don't let him do it on my bed because only I could do that. And I'm like, that's so crazy. She's like, I guess it's a Frenchy thing.
That's crazy. I love that it's the French bulldog that's all like, oh, wee wee.
Just like, look at my wee wee.
That's the craziest shit,
dude. But yeah, I just, it correlates with Ayn being, you know, the little perv that he is. But
like, dogs are just so embarrassing. They can just do anything and we're just like, oh, but look at it. It's a cute thing. Like, the vet was scratching Edward on the back, like, just giving him like a little head scratch while he was like feeling and to make sure there's no lumps and stuff.
Yeah.
And then his dick comes out. And he goes, does that happen a lot? I'm like, unfortunately, yes. He's like, but does it get stuck out? I was like, no. It just
I've heard of that.
His dogs get stuck out.
Yours have never, right?
No.
I've heard of this.
Well, that happened. It did happen to Ayn once.
It got stuck?
Yeah. Well, he got stuck in. I don't really want to talk about all of the problems. Let's just say dogs are gross and we put up with a lot of it. All right. It's just fucking weird. It's very strange to me. But the fact that Ayn can't stop eating underpants is just getting to a point of ridiculousness. But y'all, if you have dogs, you understand.
You
if
get
you don't,
it.
You're like, what the fuck are you talking about? I don't even know anymore, let me tell you. But what I do know is I got down into the face routine, and I got to the point that I looked and just the little bit of light caught a tiny little nose hair. And I just aggressively went at it with the weed whacker, and now I feel like I can breathe too much through my nose.
You're like, it kind of helped.
But it didn't. Well, it's like too much. It's like aggressive. It's like,
maybe you should have cut it halfway.
I don't know how to do that. It's like all or nothing. I don't know how it works. I just kind of like shove it up there like this. And all of a sudden I have no nose hair. And I'm like, I can breathe so clearly. It's so strange.
I think I still have it, actually. I'll let you look. But I think they have one here. And it's really long.
Oh, yeah.
You see, I can't. It was longer.
Only when you go like this.
Here.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
So it was really long the other day, and I took my little scissors and I just trimmed it back. Mm-hmm. But I think it's already long again. I'm like,
it's like, you can't stop me.
My hair must be like just growing and growing good because it's like every day.
I feel like pulling a nose hair?
No, thanks.
Bitch.
No.
I once thought, I'm like, no, this is fine because I like to pull hairs out of my nipples. I don't know what to fucking tell you. I'm a pervert. Now.
But it makes sense. You like nipple play.
But I was like, this is. The matter of factness.
Makes
but
sense.
It is accurate. It is very accurate.
I mean, you're like, ooh, yeah.
Yeah. They're always like, would you use nipple clamps? I'm like, I have used them until my nipples have gone purple. What the fuck do you, what are we doing here? Go hard or go home. Just like with the nose hairs. And that is why I took a clump of nose hairs once. Because I'm like, if I do it all at once.
It's done.
It's done. And it was. But it wasn't because the tears, like, oh. it was like I was sadly staring at myself into the mirror, just like hyping myself up, and I rip it, and it's just like the tear falls.
Did we talk about the time? That's exactly how it feels, though. Like, it's uncontrollable.
Yeah, it's just like
the tears fly.
The tears are held in place by the nose hairs, which is why I've been crying so much more. It's not hormones at all. Actually, hormones is probably why I felt the need to like aggressively attack my nose hairs.
Probably, yeah. But like, okay, so did we talk about this before? Threading and doing the upper lip area? Do you remember this story?
I think I remember something about...
It's just so painful. Like, think about the nose hair mm-hmm. pain. Have you done the upper lip area with threading before?
No, I've burned it with Nair, though.
Oh.
Yeah, don't do that.
Recently? Or no. While I was like, I it learned. Looks fine. Damn. No, it was like, I just got it threaded because she was doing my eyebrows and she's like, have you ever done your upper lip? And I'm like, no, let's do
it. That must be fun.
Yeah. And I'm like, I must have a mustache. Let's do this, you know? Yeah. And then she's like going, she's starting. And mind you, I'm with my mom, you know, like this was like a long time ago. And it was like before prom or something. I'm like, I was really young.
Yeah.
And she's like, she start and then I just remember tears uncontrollably just flying out.
Yeah.
And it was painful. And I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
You know, she had just started. And I was like, ah, is that how it feels? And she's like, what do you mean? And I'm like, ow. Like, how? And my mom's like, are you okay? And I'm like, not really, but all right, let's go. And so she's like, keeps going. And she's like, and then I'm like, my tears just kept like, it was bad. It was so bad. It was bad that like, I don't even know how she was gripping the hair with the thread because I'm sure it was all wet. From the tears. And my mom had to stop her. It was like, what are you doing to my daughter? Like, stop. And she was like, I don't know. Like, this is just... And I just like, I'll never do it again.
No, that sounds terrible.
Don't do it. Maybe I'm just really sensitive here. I don't know. But I would assume everybody feels that.
Because eyebrows aren't that bad.
No.
It's eyebrows not, is kind of like, it hurts.
It hurts, but it's not bad.
Yeah, like I'm getting through something today.
And I might get a little teary when it's like this spot, like when it's really close to the lid, but it's not like, it wasn't like just gushing out of my face or like when you pull your nose hairs or anything like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. But the Ooh. Nose hairs, yeah. No, I don't like it at all.
No. I mean, I would definitely do the eyebrows all day. Not this. Never again. Fuck that shit. Or full face. I don't know.
No.
I like those micro needles. What are those?
Micro blades?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm about that. But then I wonder, am I making hair grow more? You're a hair expert. Can you call in 702-900-6446? We want to know.
I feel like that's like an old wives' tale or something. Because here's the thing. Like when I started shaving off my arm hair, it still grows back the same.
Yeah, soft. Like light and soft. Like my hairs are like pretty much blonde on my arms.
Yeah.
Like it's super fuzzy.
And that's how it looks. So it's like, I think that's just a thing. I don't know why. I actually remember when I was younger, like I thought... When I started shaving my legs, I was like, oh, and the arms. And I remember my mom telling me that, like, don't shave off your arm hair, it'll grow back darker. And I was like, ah, what if I have dark arm hair? Not considering, like, why would that be a bad thing? Like, does that even matter? Shave it off again, you know?
Bleach
what I mean?
It if it makes you uncomfortable.
I'm kidding. But no, now I do it, and I'm like, it doesn't grow back darker. Or my vision is just getting worse, and if so... Whatever.
What can we do? It's going to happen.
Yeah.
Do you have good vision, like perfect vision, right?
I don't know.
Have you tested me either? I don't know either.
I haven't tested since like way, way back
How
in the
day. How many fingers am I holding up?
Just four. I can't count. I don't know. I was homeschooled.
And not like the get into Harvard on a scholarship homeschool, if those exist still.
Does that exist?
Who knows? I'm sure it must have existed at some point in time. Hasn't everything happened already?
I'm sure. It's all a simulation.
Just with different, like, years.
I'm very excited.
So many years seem so bad to have lived in. Why are you excited?
Halloween's coming.
Yes.
Girl. And I walked into your house and it was like exploding Halloween already. And I'm so excited now.
Yes, my house is
it's coming
Halloween. It's coming everywhere.
It's giving spooky.
It's giving spooky. I even got a spooky disco pumpkin.
It's so cute. And it's next to like the disco penis and like all the other disco balls. So it's in its
so
little family.
Disco. And they say disco's dead. I don't think so.
No. The other day I was laying in the backyard and there is one disco ball left in the tree.
Aww.
It was hidden. And I was like, I'm going to leave it there. It's so cute. It's from our shoot. Which, by the way, our video did not hit. Did we say 2,000?
2,500.
25. Okay. I was being like
but
a
it also
very
didn't hit 2,000. So...
Bald content is coming.
That's right.
You heard it. It's not going to be the whole month, is it?
If I lose subscribers, that's okay.
Is it the whole month?
You asked for this. I have a bald cap in my Amazon cart right now. And in fact...
We do have 1,700 views, by the way, though. So thank you if you're part of that. It's just not enough,
Thank
though.
You, but also... Did you try hard enough? No. I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
Also... The other night, I was listening to our vinyl and I had it out with like by the record player and Boo, I had one of the ferrets out. She was out running and she grabbed it and pulled it and was trying to hide it.
Why?
I don't know, like because it was shiny.
Mm-hmm.
Not the actual record, but the cover.
Yeah.
And so there's two little teeth marks on the top.
Oh, where, so cute.
Like she was trying to like pull the record around and I was like, aw, because she loves our song. So you guys should love our song too and go check it out on our YouTube and listen to it on repeat and share with a friend because we do want to get that view way up and you don't want to see bald content forever from Molly, do you? Do you?
Maybe they do.
They must.
Maybe that's the problem.
But I'm excited to do it. Like
I just ordered it, so it'll be here
good.
Soon.
Well,
so,
Norman's coming to life, everybody.
If I lose subscribers from this, do you think I care? Do you think I care if you don't jerk off to me for a month? I don't. You'll be back. They always come back. And I don't give a shit. There's going to be naughty, bald Molly shit on my OnlyFans. And you did this. The only one that you have to blame is yourself because you thought.
You thought
that I wouldn't? I've been waiting for the fucking opportunity. So this is all on you.
Also, I think we have to do an episode bald, both of us.
No, because we didn't get to 3,500. But I'll be here in a bald cap. I'll wear a push-up bra. I don't give a fuck. I'll cosplay as the bad guy from the new Deadpool Wolverine movie. She had a cool trench coat. I have a trench coat. All right? I can make anything sexy. I learned this. Something I know about myself.
She has these
skills. Why is this a magic power I, of all people, possess? I don't really know.
She has these skills. And speaking of sexual satisfaction, can we do something from the book today?
I can't get no.
Here we go.
Satisfaction.
Shout out Kim Cattrall and Mark Levinson. Kimmy. Today we're going to talk about clitoris twitching.
Oh, God. Why would
I'll
it do
show
that?
You the, I'll show you the illustration.
It's like, Aaron,
look into my eye.
It's the eye of Sauron, like at the top of the lips.
The clitoris can move sometimes to a surprising degree.
Imagine my fingernail is my clit, right? And it's just like, just twitches to the side out of nowhere.
At a 90 degree angle. Women vary, but a large number do have clits that move when stimulated. The movement is often
vibrating.
The movement is often up and down, twitching, which is in which the clitoris, starting in the normal position, moves down towards the vaginal lips and then back.
Oh, I've had it like do that after an orgasm.
Yeah.
But so when not like before. It's not like welcoming. It's like, hello there.
Hello, my baby. Hello my darling. Hello, my ragtime gal. When the man has his mouth around her clitoris, this motion is clearly felt by the woman. Likewise, her pleasure.
Yeah, if you're doing it right.
And intense. Intense feeling is clearly communicated to the man. Twitching can occur from the slightest stimulation or during climax as a series of strong pulsing movements.
I just picture it doing like
push-ups,
doing like bicep curls.
Yeah.
It's flexing. That's my clit.
If the clit is around 1/4 inch at the base and a pulse movement is 1/16 of an inch, then the clit has
math
moved.
That we're bringing.
Then the clit has moved 1/4 of its own size. She measured.
So you're getting down there, a picture with like a fabric tape, and just like, all right, here we go. Now I fall down here. You're like marking along as you go. You need different colors.
Getting pleasure.
Yeah. How do you make that happen? How do you measure that?
Think of it as this way: if a penis moved 1/4 its width, that would be a pretty phenomenal sensation for a man.
Wait, if it moved 1/4 of its
one
width,
quarter,
what does that mean? Like, move
like if
how?
It quivered, like if it actually moved inside the skin.
But like, how fast are we going? Like, it's not like a vibrator.
It would be very erotic for a woman to feel a man pulse this much in her mouth.
Just her mouth, though. Have you never felt a dick throb? What do you mean? They could already do that. What?
Maybe she couldn't. If a man
can Kim, you shouldn't be writing about things that you don't understand, sweetheart. I know you were in Sex and the City and all that shit, but this is kind of my profession. And I just got to say, if you can't feel it throbbing, you're not doing it right.
If a man tunes in, he can feel the same thrill when he feels his lover's clit pulsing or twitching. How does he get this response? Question mark.
How does he get this response? I don't know. Like, do a fucking Kegel. What are we talking about?
Almost any caress by the lips, tongue, or a moist finger can cause the clit to twitch. Drawing circles on the tip lightly and steadily will probably result in twitching. At first in a pleasurable reaction, and later as she starts to climax.
All right.
If the man's touch is too strong, he may miss the clit's motion or even blur the sensation for the woman. Oh, so like if he's overpowering.
If he's in there like,
you won't feel it.
You'll just be like, wait, no, it's like it's counteracting and I feel nothing.
When the clit starts
when
the clit starts to twitch, the man should lighten up so that they can both experience the motion to its fullest.
I picture him down there with a little DJ like, could you all listen to it?
God.
He's just like,
look. Here, can you read the rest?
Alright. One recommended variation is for the man to feel the clit twitch, then use his tongue to draw a circle on it. Then draw another circle. And so forth. It is a dialogue that creates a wonderful bond of connection. Listen up, fellas. Instead of just drawing a circle, try this sequence. A left-right flick, pause, and up and down flick, pause, and then a circle.
Why do these sound like moves from Street Fighter? Left-right, punch,
finisher!
Up, down, uppercut.
A sustained light circle on the tip of the clit can be very effective in helping to sustain the orgasm while the clit is twitching. A man should think of the twitch as being like the contractions of the penis during climax. Bitch, I thought you just said it wasn't like contracting and throbbing. You're like, wouldn't it be great if they could do that? But they can't. But here's an example of them doing just that. What are we talking about? People read this book and that's why they're like confused about sex now. All right.
And now they're just like virgins.
A man should think of the twitch as being like the contractions of the penis during climax. Handle with care, but do not ignore. Some women become increasingly sensitive after one or two orgasms, prefer either a light touch or no direct stimulation. Yeah, if you're a fucking lightweight.
How many can you do? What's your max record?
I don't even know. I've done so many like live shows over the years, especially with like a big vibrator.
Yeah.
Who could even say? for sure.
Someone out there might know. There's, if you know, call in.
Do your research.
702-900-6446. We want to hear from you.
Some women become increasingly sensitive after, Others like increased pressure and hard tongue lashing to intensify the feeling.
How hard you can lash with your tongue.
Like,
just like, slice.
Like, what the
f- Wait, can you go up, down?
All right.
Can you make content like that and like lash at someone with your tongue?
Wait, what?
Can you make content like that and like lash at someone with their tongue?
Yeah.
Let's do it next time.
All right. That made my throat all like.
We needed this.
I did, dude. She's been crazy. The man must learn what his partner likes and understand that what she likes may change to a surprising degree over time. Maintaining some internal finger pressure lifting upward can intensify the twitching in the clit, but too much internal stimulation may obscure the twitching. Hard, but not too hard.
This is a long one. Can you change it? This is a lot.
Fingers.
Fingers.
We don't want to do fingers. It's
no,
long.
Do a different one. You can pick whichever one you want.
The turbo tongue?
Yes. This goes along with our flailing tongue.
I'm actually worried that I'm losing my voice again. Do you hear it?
That's weird. Why did you lose it the first time? It was like a freak thing.
I don't even know. Turbo tongue by Kim Control.
It's
you can't even see the tongue at all.
I know. It must be inside.
This technique is one of the most intense forms of oral excitement for some women. In order to use this technique, the man should do the following. Put the palms of your hands on her inner thighs, just on either side of her vaginal lips, and gently pull them apart. Put your mouth around her clitoral area and suck it up and out, away from her body. Your face will not be touching her body. Wait.
How?
Put your mouth. Hang on. Why is this so furry? What's happening?
There's so much
That's a
hair.
Furry ass pussy. Dang.
Is that his head?
Yeah.
Please tell me that's his head.
It's showing him sucking the clit into his mouth.
What in the actual...
But like his face is kind of touching her body. You know what I mean? Like, how do you just not touch your face? Your lips are part of your face.
It looks like he's sucking on a badger. Or like,
That's the name of this episode, Sucking on a Badger.
Right?
I can't.
Or a beaver?
This book is so crazy. It's like way too much.
I love it.
This one's just called Man Inside. All right. Fuck. All right. Should we?
Satisfaction.
Listen, I think that you and I seem to know a bit more about sex than Kim Cattrall.
I think we might.
So we should pull out sex talk.
Yes, please. I was thinking of that earlier. I was like, we got to lead into this. Let's pull out sex talk.
Sorry. I just realized how crazy my hair has looked this entire time. Like it got flipped over.
It looked cute. I thought it was a vibe. No, I didn't know it was like that. All right. Word from sponsor.
I decided to make a good habit, and that's with Liquid IV. Did I hike up the mountains of Saxony, Switzerland, Germany without the assistance of Liquid IV? No. I'm not a fool. Do I look like a fool to you? No. I keep everything stocked up. And that's what you can also do with Liquid IV by going to liquidiv.com and using code TWND to save 15% and get free shipping on everything that you purchase. Doesn't that sound like a game changer, Laura?
It does. It's a no-brainer.
And these are actually some of my favorite flavors. And these are actually what I took on my trip abroad. Unfortunately, Liquid IV is only in the U.S. right now, but don't worry.
Eventually.
I took that shit with me. Because it's got what you need.
Did you spread the word?
I did.
Good.
I spread the word of Liquid IV.
Much like I'm sharing it with you now. I don't know where my life would be without Liquid IV. I might be without a home. I might be alone forever. But instead, I know that I'm not hydrated because I keep Liquid IV. It goes strong. It goes hard in the pain.
It goes hard. Yes, it does. Every day.
Have you tried the new firecracker?
I have. It's freaking fire-tastic.
This reminds me of childhood. God damn it. The heat of summer.
The 4th of July.
The 4th of July, a humid August morning. Sneaking down into that freezer that we kept in the basement. Popping one of these bad boys out.
Maybe two.
Maybe two.
Maybe three if you have a problem like some of us in this room, if you know what I'm saying.
You don't care. You're a kid. You burn that shit off quickly.
Not anymore.
Bad for your teeth, but you know what's good for you? Liquid IV. So you can bring back that childhood wonder with Popsicle Firecracker.
Yes.
Partnered with Liquid IV right here.
You don't have to feel guilty about splurging if you have a couple of these.
And if you're feeling crazy, you could get a mold of the firecracker and you could just freeze pops of Liquid IV. Did you ever think about that?
Mind blown.
Did you ever think about that? That's creativity. Liquid IV is being very, very, very creative with their flavors. They also have, Rainbow Sherbet also reminds me of childhood. We kept a big tub of it in the freezer and I just go in there with a spoon and totally not scoop it out of the middle. I don't even care if it was freezer burned. Made it better. Crunchy. Delicious.
Love a good texture.
But I'm getting older. And the older you get, the easier it is to get dehydrated. So I keep this stuff. Bleep that. I don't fucking know.
This shiz.
All right. So you take this and I'll take this. And I want you guys to take yourselves to liquidiv.com and use code TWND to save 15% and experience better hydration today. You get 16 ounces of water. Pop in one stick of Liquid IV and you're going to feel a lot better. You're going to get all those vitamins and electrolytes that your body needs. So support the show. Mm-hmm. LiquidIV.com. Use code TWND. Suck my tit. All right. I didn't say that. Welcome back to Sex Talk with Molly Stewart and Laura Contreras.
Hey.
All right. We are into number 27. So if you've never heard Sex Talk before, there's a box full of numbered cards. They all have some prompter about sex, and then we talk about it. And that's not how you play the game, and I don't care. What are your thoughts on dirty talk in bed, and how about over the phone?
My thoughts on dirty talk? I feel like I am the worst at it, so my thoughts are not much, because I don't even want to go there. Like, I feel like if I even tried to make it dirty, it's going to sound stupid or I'm going to mess it up. You?
The things that come out of my mouth should not be repeated. We'll definitely be demonetized. Sometimes I feel like I was watching one of my favorite videos and I saw my face when I arrived and I was like, I don't look like I got fucked R-worded. Like, I'm like, it's not cute. It's like what guys try to hide when they never, like, don't look at my face when I come. Like, but I was like, that's my face. And people are like, damn, here's some money. We'd like to see you make that face. What the fuck? What the fuck?
I gotta see this face.
But I don't know. Like, my brain just goes like, and I just like spew out filth. I don't even, it's not like that much or all the time, but it just, especially when I get very close, then I'm just like, yeah. Anyway, things, stuff. If you want to hear what I say, you can go to my OnlyFans.
Check it out.
Oh my God. Here you go. Oh wait, over the phone.
Oh, over the phone. Yeah. No.
I send dirty texts. Over the phone is strange.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? I don't know.
Yeah.
I might say it jokingly, but would it be sexy?
Yeah.
I just can't make it sexy. That's the problem. Yeah.
Well, no, especially not on the phone. I'm like, hey, later I'm going to eat your ass. And it's like, no, well, now nobody wants
their
ass eaten.
That's exactly how it's going to come out.
I can't wait to go sleep. Like a goblin comes out and I'm like,
exactly. Give me your penis. It's like, why? All right. So card 28, everybody. Do you like when your partner takes control in bed or do you prefer being in control?
Both.
Both.
Yeah. It switches off. But I mean, usually I'm just in control because I know what I want.
Usually he's in control.
It just so happens to align because I'm always right.
Hey! Well, you're a woman of power.
Yes, I am a woman of power. We learned that as I am a tiger.
And I am a coyote. Shapeshifter! Actually, it kind of freaked me out a little bit. I was like, ooh.
Yeah, that was like some weird synchronicity.
Very bizarre.
I want to play with the voodoo doll.
Do it when I'm not around. Card 29. Come on.
You do psychedelics. Honey.
That's true, but I'm not going to make you do them. True. So, fair. True. Here we go now. 29.
How does eye contact during sex make you feel?
Depends, I guess. If it's in the morning and I feel like a goblin, I don't like it. But also, I'm like, whatever, I guess.
For some reason, I just pictured like
two goblins. Fucking.
No, I just pictured like two people just like like autism staring at each other.
But fucking?
Like the whole time, just like
deadpan.
And no! I just like not blinking the whole time.
Is that like how like certain like people like fuck though, you think? Like is that real fucking?
Serial killers. Probably. But not normal people, no.
Like no feeling, no like.
Yeah. Usually, if anything, there's like, hey, what about more eye contact? But then eventually you're like, all right, it's like too much eye contact. I don't.
I guess like it's only really fun when you're like down there.
Oh, yeah. Well, then it's like complete eye contact.
But then it looks probably so bad.
I don't give a shit. Oh, you're a goblin. Just out there like. All I could see is my crazed eyes over your pubic mound.
And goo flying, like slobber. Like,
no, I keep the goo in place. It's not like all the flying slobber off flies. The side.
It's just like.
That's just when I shake my head at the end. Like,
like a bulldog.
Oh, gross. Can you even imagine if I did that?
I would be here for
it. I mean, I do, so imagine it.
Should we do one more?
We should, and I think that we have either a voicemail or email as well.
Get it for me. Get it out. Card 30. Oh my God, 30, what's my favorite number? Okay. How would being blindfolded make you feel?
That depends on who I'm being blindfolded with.
Very much so. Are you being kidnapped? Are you being
I'm being held for ransom.
Are you with your man in the bed?
Yeah. There's a lot of situations where I probably wouldn't like
I don't to like
be
it.
Blindfolded. I'm kind of like, eh. But even then, I'm like, well, no, I can't look at you. It's true. Not as fun. Listen, there was a period of time in my life where I thought I wanted to be blindfolded. I'm like, blindfold me. But then I realized it's because of who I would have to look at.
Ah, it would have helped.
Yeah, I would have been like, no, I can pretend.
But now it's not that. So you want to see.
Yeah. So now I want to see because I have something nice to look at.
I wonder if that's really
something that doesn't hit me. So even when I ask.
I respect you too much.
I know.
Damn it. Choke me.
Yeah. No. I don't need the choking. Don't need it. I keep telling myself. And I
was
going to
say,
fine.
Tell yourself.
But it's not actually good for you to like have oxygen supply cut off for any amount of time. Really.
I don't think it ever was. Well, it has to be bad.
I felt like at one point I was like, it's good for my soul.
It might feel good.
Yeah.
But I think it literally kills brain cells.
It does, which explains a lot. But like sometimes the joking wasn't sexual. So it's like not all my fault.
Okay, please, one more because 31's my favorite number.
Okay,
let's do it.
Does the thought of being watched while having sex turn you on or off? What about watching others?
I think we all know what my answer is going to be.
3, 2, 1. No. Absolutely. Oh, well.
But you were answering for you, right? And I was answering for me.
I was kind of answering for me, but it was a joke that I was answering for you.
But still, damn. So, yeah.
Yeah, we've talked about that before.
Yeah.
My weird fantasy.
You enjoy it. Me, not so much. Hence why.
But would you watch other people?
Would I watch other people for enjoyment?
Yeah, like if you went to like Amsterdam or something where they do like the red light district, why would
not?
You go watch a sex show?
I don't know. I think I'd prefer strippers over, or like burlesque or like anything. Yeah. Not the actual art of fucking.
Like what if they're bad at it? Yeah, and then I'll have to get up there and show them how to do it. And it's like, I don't need that kind of spotlight.
You'll have to coach.
Yeah, you know. Anyway, but I'm not going to go do a sex show in Amsterdam.
Do they have those?
I think so.
They must.
I'm pretty sure. And if not, I made up a fun story in my head and now it's a rumor that people know.
And it's only in Amsterdam.
Just in Amsterdam. I mean, I'm sure there's places like that. So many places. There's all that kind of stuff, even like the Hollywood elite stuff you hear about all the time where they have like the crazy, you know, sex orgy parties and stuff.
I mean, I've never been, so I don't know. No. But I don't think if I was invited... that I'd be really excited.
Would you just go and like sip a Mai Tai in the corner? Yeah,
kind of like how I do at work. Mm. But I don't sip Mai Tais. I just kind of sit in the corner and I'm like, all right, let me know if there's like any need for touch up.
Have you heard of the Red Rooster?
Yes, that's here. I've never been. I went to the Green Door though.
There was a lot going on.
Have
you been to the Green Door during the day?
I think that's when I went through.
Because it was for a shoot, right? They did a shoot there. I did a shoot there too. It's so icky. It's like there's just cum everywhere. It just smells like old cum.
It smells like really old cum.
Like it was painted with cum, like all of it.
Kind of like the movie theaters here.
Like it's kind of cool when all the lights are off. But then you turn on the lights and you're like,
it's scary. It's like a Disneyland ride when the lights turn on. And you're stuck.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, this is not real.
Space boat is ruined.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck. No.
But Red Rooster, can we talk about that? Because I knew people that would go there like all the time. They loved it. What was there?
Like, all right. So I don't know if you're supposed to talk too much about it, but it's like.
What do you mean not talk about it?
I don't know. It's just like people going to. Do their things and just like, but personally for me, I found the pool to be icky.
That's what I heard about. It was cloudy.
Like it looked cloudy, like things were growing inside of it and probably just like cum mating with other cum, producing more cum.
Well, imagine the pools in Vegas on the strip where they find all sorts of things.
Yeah, like I'm fucking
But imagine
good.
The Red Rooster pool. Wait, was this place big? Was it like a casino, like a resort?
No, it's like a fucking house, dude.
It's like a ranch, right?
Yeah.
I've heard of this, yeah.
And it's really, yeah.
Well, it's in
town,
though.
It didn't compare to Seattle sex clubs, I will tell you that.
It's in town, though, right?
Yeah.
And it's like not in like Pahrump.
No.
It's like somewhere in Vegas.
Yeah. I don't even remember where and I don't care because I'm not going back.
We should go back.
No.
I'm kidding! Wait, if we hit 3,000 listens?
No. I will never go back to Red Rooster. You can't make me. It doesn't matter.
Damn it.
No level of fame or no notoriety of plays.
Why, is it that bad?
Yeah. And just like bad memories, bad juju, all that stuff. No Red Rooster for daddy.
What about Green Door?
Yeah, I mean, I would go there, but it's just like gross.
I just want to run in and run out, though.
Yeah. Go in there, take some selfies. I don't think you can anyway, because you can't like do phones back there for privacy reasons.
No, just like run in and be like, hi, bye. And then just go. Yeah,
we could. Just go peep on everybody really quick. Be a little peeping Toms.
Peep and run.
Peep and run. Our peep show. We turn it into a peep show. I don't know.
We can do our faces before and after.
I just think of how gross it was. It's so icky. It's like fucking 50 times worse than any shoot house that isn't taken care of. I can't even imagine going back to shooting in other like gross houses. So many like beautiful houses that I'm just like,
that are ruined.
How did this happen? We're shooting so often. I'm shooting so often, like on my own even, just moving around furniture, doing everything. If it's not clean, I'm not done. Like, it's wild to me that, like, especially in a place that people are shooting sex, you're going to have it be that fucking filthy. what the fuck?
You can't use a Clorox wipe and think it's clean.
You gotta get in there. Like, I deep clean once a week.
Mm. It's not gonna just magically disappear.
No, absolutely not.
Scary. I love your new slippers.
Thank you.
They're so pretty.
I've had a few impulse buys lately.
They're so pretty.
I've been a little stressed out, and I was like, maybe I need new slippers that I'm gonna turn gross in 4 days.
I love them.
They say fuck off. It's like my favorite thing to say. So
they're gonna instantly make you happy as soon as you slip them on, even when they look like old slippers.
They are very tight.
You'll break them in.
Okay. I will. They'll just stretch. Like bust them out in a day.
No, because once the feet sweat starts to build, they'll get more sleek.
That's true. And they'll start squishing down. Yes.
See?
Yes. I'll destroy them into comfort.
I do know this.
Yes.
I threw away my happy face ones recently, and I almost took a picture, but I had accidentally threw away like some ferret poop on top. So yeah. I was like, I'm going to send you a photo of ferret poop.
Like, why is there ferret poop?
You'd be like, ew. But okay.
I don't care.
Yeah. It was like, I'm not going to share this with her. But it made me happy because I was like, goodbye.
Yeah.
But I haven't replaced them yet.
You have to. Go on TikTok shop. They have like $8 Halloween slippers right now.
Yes. Mm. Oh, I have to show you that dress too later. We have so many Halloween plans for this year. Different like ideas, costumes. So get ready, everybody.
There's so much.
Get ready.
It's going off. What were we talking about doing?
I want to do is it Velma and Betty? What's her name?
Oh, Wilma. Wilma. Yeah,
Wilma and Betty. We should do them like Stone.
I have that costume.
That would
just
be
never worn
so
it.
Much fun. And then we should do, I think we've mentioned a few things.
We talked about one before we logged on, didn't we?
Oh, yeah. Freddy Krueger. And, oh.
No.
Ronald McDonald.
Ronald McDonald and the Hamburglar.
Or I could do Grimace.
Or you could do Grimace.
They're both kind of cool.
What are the other McDonald's characters? Let's go off on a tangent. Why not? McDonald's characters. I can't remember.
We could also do Barbie and Ken again.
You could be the duck girl.
Which one's that?
She's a duck. Do you see her?
Yeah.
I fucked up. Birdie the early bird.
That's not me. No. Let's do Grimace, the purple guy.
What about Officer Big Mac?
He's kind of cool.
I've never heard of him before.
I could be Officer Big Mac.
You could. Are you going to be comfortable sitting in a Grimace suit the whole time? Yeah.
So good. It's shit, like a giant gumball.
I'm so sorry, but before we wrap up, I have to pee like so bad.
You're good, hydrating. Girl. Hello, my baby. Bow wow.
Honey, what does it make you think of? Sweet, delicious, sticky, licking it off your partner? If you want to have fun with a special friend or are someone who loves self-pleasure, Honey Playbox has the toys for you. Use our code TWND to save 15% on your purchase. Amp up your playtime at honeyplaybox.com. You deserve pleasure, so elevate your experience with Honey Playbox and support our show by using code TWND at checkout. Watching podcasts is fun. Watching reruns, also fun. But nothing beats a live experience. Check out our friends at Jerkmate by going to jkmte.com/TWND. Every sign up helps our show. Don't jerk alone. Get your front row seat to live events. Try a gold show from the comfort of your couch. Check the show description or go to jkmte.com/TWND to try it out.
I know you're partial to pink box donuts, but do you fuck with Krispy Kreme ever? Or no?
We talked about this on a stream.
What did you say?
The other day, the Krispy Kreme debate. Now, Krispy Kreme, right? I feel like there was a place growing up and you would have the red light on and that's when you would go because they were so
hot.
Fresh. So fresh. But when you get them from 7-Eleven or even like baked that day but not like fresh out of the oven, they're like,
they're not the same.
Meh. They kind of like squish too much. There's not like a toughness to them.
They
it's
don't
like
melt
they
in differ. Your mouth.
They don't. But everything from Pink Box, except when they put fucking
bacon. Why would they do that to you?
Listen, I've had a lot of people in my life betray me, okay? But never have I felt so goddamn betrayed. I sang your praises, Pink Box. I said, there is none better. God of donuts or something to that effect. Something similar to what I said. And when I select no bacon and I bite into a donut late at night thinking that it's peanuts and I get chunks of bacon.
It's bizarre. It's in a cronut?
In a cronut. It's never happened before. There's never been a donut that I have bitten into from Pink Box order and said, well, gosh darn, this just isn't the best. And this one was revolting. And I'm sure that it's great to people that like bacon on donuts. But when you're not expecting bacon, when you select no bacon on your order and you bite into a bacon donut, can you even imagine? If Laura bit into it unknowingly, she could have died from shock. You don't know.
Truly. Truly.
Well, frustrating.
The reason why I asked about the Krispy Kreme thing, because the other day I donated. I helped a kid with their choir charity thing that they're doing, a fundraiser. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have a dozen donuts of Krispy Kreme. So I need help eating them because I don't.
You need help eating only a dozen donuts? Bitch, I'll take care of like three in one sitting.
All right, cool. So I'll bring them. Thanks. But I'm not going to get them until we do like our next like pod or day of chilling. Because that's fine. I don't want them sitting there getting stale. So I'll pick them up and then bring them over.
That's perfect.
And we'll eat some. Even though they're not going to be melting our mouth, they're free.
That's true.
Well, not free,
but... You can't really turn away free donuts.
Well, they weren't free. I gave the kid $14.
I heard with girl math, that's free because it goes towards helping someone. Yeah. So it was free.
Yeah. That kid's going to Disneyland.
Yeah.
So,
on $14?
It goes towards...
My confusion. Excuse me? When can you go to Disneyland for $14?
For the box of one Krispy Kreme.
Well, now that you've sold one box of Krispy Kreme, look, Jimmy, where are you taking yourself?
I just got the email. It says your digital dozen's on its way, and it's like from the kid's teacher.
Wouldn't it be really funny, though, if your digital dozen's, it's just like a dozen digital donuts, and they're like, oh, go fuck yourself.
Go enjoy them donuts. Let me know how they really taste. Nop, 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 nop. Dip them in your coffee.
Seems like something the school system of Vegas would do.
Fuck you guys.
It's so terrible from what I've heard.
Well, it is. Shit. What do you expect? Mm. You know? It's not really a place for children.
I don't expect much anymore, to be honest, out of people, out of the world. People are just...
People are people.
Wildin'. Like, the audacity of people who are, like, so sure... that they're right when they are just so abhorrently wrong. The entitlement that I see occurs. Now, I don't know a lot about everything, but I know a lot about some little things. But I am still very stupid in many ways. There are many things that I do not know. And I am more than happy to like listen to someone who may know something about something. Sure. And learn something new. But when there are things that I know, and I see other people, for instance, like post them. I'm like, well, I don't agree with that, or I think that's stupid. You know what I do? Nothing. Because it's not stupid to them, whatever reason that may be, right? It has never once occurred to me to think, I don't agree with something this person says.
Well, this is why I think you should die in a home for people who are stupid just like you.
What? Like, what the fuck is wrong with people? It's like, I know it's like the old, like, if you don't have anything nice to say, but like, seriously, half the time I don't even comment something that's nice. It's always surprising to me when people do, or when I really, really like something, I'll go out of my way to say something positive. But never am I taking time out of my day to just go write something offensively stupid to someone that I don't know on the internet. It's never once occurred to me as a person. And I grew up into the internet era. And still, like, it's just wild to me. And I'm like, to be so confident of something that you have to know when nobody agrees with you is wrong. Yet you just keep like championing this. It's like, how important do you feel the need to be? Because if I'm proven wrong on something, I would love for that to be the case. That's cool. At least I can learn something. Mm-hmm.
and grow and move on.
Like, you're just stagnating yourself, and that's why you're so miserable and having to treat other people shitty. Like, people are so stupid. It's like, just fucking stay home. Go get a fucking hobby.
Bye, Felicia. Those are the ones that literally are in their basement, though, that are, like, never going to move out of mom's house. And they're like, ha, 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 ha.
Like, even if they are, like, not living with their mom, like, it's just, like, that sad. Like, you can picture the apartment. You can picture the house. You can picture the look on their face when they're writing something.
The miserable look.
And it's just, it's like you're creating more and more misery for yourself. And that's really, like, SDE of you. So, that's why.
SDE.
You're such a sad shit. Now, if you could just, like, get over yourself a little bit, you could go out and live a very happy and productive life and be so occupied that you're not even, like, making time to comment because you don't need to because you're, like, enjoying yourself and your life. Mm-hmm. But instead, this is what you will be forever, because if anyone were to hear what I was saying and were one of those people, they would not agree with me, and they'd find something offensive to say. And no, in the comments on YouTube, you are not talking to me. You are getting catfished. Can we please stop? Thank you.
I'm going to leave it.
I like the little, like, woo!
I got the
that, like, loops.
Woo! Woo!
Do you have anything in your notes?
She's pretty hyped.
She's so hyped. Oh, wait. We have this from David. We can use this to wrap up with a email.
Yay.
All right. Hey, dangerous duo who are yet to own a pair of matching dungarees. The first microwave oven came out in 1947. Here we are 77 years later, and I can't get a decent microwavable meal filled with proper protein, any decent dose of the three types of carbs, and or the essential vitaminerals provided by veggies. What is up with that? Well, making good food that is really good for you and has the best possible outcome is actually just taking the time to treat yourself well and cook it yourself, as I have been learning recently. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know. Did we talk about the Factor meals last?
Not yet. We did not talk about Factor.
Because, so I'm someone who likes to be a little more healthy. I know I've talked about it here a little bit, trying to eat better and stuff. But y'all will remember, I think, that I did talk a little bit, at least on Zoom chat, about saturated fats and how it is one of the biggest contributing factors to, like, heart disease and other issues later in life. Now, I've just been eating Factor meals thinking it says dietitian approved, and I just thought I could, like, not think about it and have a healthy little meal. Here's the calories. I started looking at the saturated fat content. What the fuck? Dietitian would recommend like 55% of your daily total saturated fat, sometimes more. What?
Dang.
It's crazy. And so I've actually, like, been looking up meals, and I know that it's not fun, but, like, the microwave is never meant to, like, sustain you. It's something that, like, if you need something that's quickly heated up or something that you've already made to be heated up.
Yep.
It's like, that's kind of the intention, especially I would think back in 1947 was more to, like, reheat food and leftovers from being made than it is to, like, technically do a microwave meal, which maybe they still have 1947. Should we find that out? When was the first microwave meal?
I was
going
to say, I don't think they had that back then.
When was the first microwavable meal? 1986. So yes, not until many years later. So if you think about it, that's like heating up food that was already prepared.
I came the year of the microwavable meal.
But it's also,
that's so shitty.
Wait, what?
I said that's so shitty. Did you say the first microwavable meal was in 86?
Yeah.
That's my year. I came the same
microwave
year.
Microwave meal.
Yeah. Aww, I am.
I'm the TV little dinner.
I'm a TV dinner.
Oh, wait, okay, here, I'll see what was invented when I was born. This is fun. 1991 inventions.
The first website. See? Wow.
I was meant to do online digital content creation entertainment business.
And I was meant to eat bad meals.
No, it just means here's
I
what
like
it means.
This. No, I like this.
Oh, okay.
It made me laugh.
That's good. yeah, I think like 77 years later, right? And that is true, but it's also like it's taking the time to care about knowing what you're eating. And it's like you can't just expect, it's like your mommy taking care of you forever. If it's like, oh, we just need this microwavable meal for this. It's like, no, just go buy the veggies and just chop them up and listen to a podcast or listen to some music and get back in touch with yourself and realize that it's not going to take that long. And if you cook it well enough, you have leftovers and then you can microwave that and you can still have like the essential nutrients from a meal that you cooked for yourself. And it's actually very rewarding.
Man, it's so good to
cook. You cook a lot.
Now.
Yeah.
Not before.
It's fun, right?
It's fun. I'm into it. And now it's great to just go grocery shopping for like your 2-3 days and plan out your meals. And like now my
Instagram. You go to the grocery shop more.
Yep. And Instagram's just like always giving me tons of like recipes. So thank you for the algorithms of whatever food gods are looking over us, because it's giving.
It's giving recipes. It's giving happiness.
It's giving health. Yes.
It's giving wealth.
It's giving health, wealth. And it's making these two besties really happy.
Yes, it
is. We're all about that.
We need to have a cooking day.
Yes. Cooking, baking, and weed stuff. Weed edibles. Because I'm going to make another batch of butter.
We should.
Yeah. I just need to get a new crock pot in the meantime.
I can do that when my dad's in town.
Yes.
Make edibles.
Let's make lime bars and lemon bars.
Ooh. Or yeah, we could still hot enough.
Or it's we could still, or we could go into the fall baking mode.
But we could also do that right after. Like, we can make those, and the next baking thing can be more holiday. Just because I feel like it's still hot enough that lime bars and lemon bars are very enticing.
Exactly. It is hot enough. It's so been hot this week, so.
I can barely breathe outside.
I know.
I squatted so early this morning, and then, like, I went out just to walk to the mailbox, and I was like.
That's how I felt. It's bad. It's really bad.
Girl, it's fucking terrible. So, I think what this should teach you today is that you should try cooking a meal. Try looking up something that you think would be delicious. And it's not as hard as you think it is. Honestly, just roast some veggies in a pan.
Yes.
Make that shit with rice. Cook up some chicken. It's really good. Pro tip, if you don't really know much about cooking chicken, I hate cooking chicken. I hate touching it. I hate dealing with it, but it's fine. If you cook it like up in little small chunks and then you simmer a little bit of water with it and the spices, it won't get all dry like when you're just cooking it in a pan, and you can kind of like micro boil it on the stove, and then it's very soft and tender. Ooh. And all the juices cook into it from all the spices and the water. So that's how you avoid dry chicken.
Spices.
So try it. Treat yourself. It's really good. Care about yourself, because if you're not here, who's listening to podcasts?
Exactly. Also, I've like discovered a new love and like an easy way to make a veggie. Like broccoli. I never know what to do with it. Like I steam broccoli sometimes. That's not so fun. Whatever. It tastes okay. But like if you steam it and I use the Instant Pot. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you have that, or a pressure cooker. It takes literally 0 minutes. Like to steam it. So it's like done like this. And then what I do is I take it on a baking sheet, take a cup like this, and squish it.
Ooh.
And I make flattened broccoli with like, I'll put a little Parmesan cheese, salt, pepper, a little olive oil. Put that in the oven for like 10 minutes. It's delicious. So you steam it for like 0 minutes. It's like instant.
It's like broccoli bark.
Yes. It's so good. Squish broccoli. Go check it out.
That sounds really, really good.
With chicken.
See, we've given you so many ideas today. All right. So I want you to go implement that. I want you to this week work on doing something nice for yourself that's beneficial to yourself. Yep. Not worrying about other people for a moment. Taking the time for you that you need to treat yourself nice.
All love right. yourself.
Love yourself a little bit.
Love the pod.
Love the pod. Follow the pod on Instagram and X at TWND Podcast. Follow me on Instagram at ThisRedheadIsSFW.
Follow me at WhamGlamArtistry.
Leave us a voicemail at 702-900-6446. We love to hear from you all. And emails, once again, to TWNDpodcast@gmail.com. We thank you all, and we will see you Monday.
Come.
The
The Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast is presented by TWND Productions, created and hosted by Molly Stewart, co-hosted by Laura Contreras, and produced by David Warren.